You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, video footage has been released of Bill and Hillary Clinton's depositions in relation to the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. There was one moment where Hillary Clinton threatened to walk out after discovering that a photograph of her testifying was leaked online.
Okay, so it could be a different Jeffrey Epstein.
You're showing me an email from someone who I don't recall knowing about a fundraiser that wasn't for me but was for Congresswoman Lowy. I have no information. Okay. I went to the fundraiser to support my friend Nia Lowy.
All right.
Excuse me, can I interrupt?
There are photos
that are being released of the secretary as she is testifying from inside this room. Can you please advise me as to whether or not that's permissible and consistent with the rules, particularly given that we have asked for a public hearing? If there are photos that are being released of the secretary as she is testifying, can you please explain how that
can occur? I'm done with this. If you guys are doing that, I am done. You can hold me in contempt from now until the cows come home. This is just typical behavior.
We will go off the record.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So I would like to understand how that's permissible.
Before the hearing was...
It doesn't matter. We all are abiding by the same rules.
I will take that down.
I'm done for now.
I'm done for now, says Hillary Clinton. Let's go through the details of this. I'm joined by New York Times journalist Ali Watkins. Ali, thank you very much for being with us. What has been the reaction to these videos, or is everybody distracted now with what's happening in the Middle East?
Hi, Claire. We're kind of in like a news cyclone at the moment, right? So when you're talking about where these videos are registering in the public consciousness, it's I don't even know where on the headline list it's sitting. But it is important to. This is a hearing and a deposition that is months, years in the making, really, right? We've had constant belly aching over like, will they appear? Won't they appear? Will they be subpoenaed? Will they not? Will the hearings be public? Will they be not? So to actually have this video footage released, it marks a significant moment in this whole broader conversation about Epstein. But to your point in the clip that was just played, I mean, the question around the Clintons' appearance before this committee has always been, how much of this is political theater? How much of this is get to the bottom of some of these really significant questions? And we had this pretty kind of sensationally dramatic incident where Secretary Clinton actually threatens to get up and leave because there are photos being leaked from inside a closed congressional deposition. And, that's a pretty significant breach of decorum when we're talking about these things.
It is. And her point was, well, if you've breached that rule, you're probably, in my view, going to breach the rest of the rules that we have put in place for this hearing as well. But if you look at her in the video and turn the sound down, which is always instructive, I think, in these things, she looks fed up. She looks frustrated. She looks completely bemused. And she did pose the question a number of times, why aren't you questioning President Trump?
Yeah, of course. And, I think one of our notes on this hearing in our coverage is that she very clearly did not want to be there, the Clintons, particularly the secretary, had really stressed if they were going to do this, they wanted it to be public. They wanted it to be televised. They wanted the full course of this hearing to be available live to the public. And that became a real sticking point in negotiating their appearance. And, you know, for her to have eventually agreed to appear behind closed doors, it was pretty apparent that it was under duress.
Mm-hmm. But just to look at why they were questioned. I mean, we have those photographs of Bill Clinton in Jeffrey Epstein's company, and we know that he is mentioned in the file. So there is reason for him to be questioned. That's very clear. But Ghislaine Maxwell was a prominent guest at Chelsea Clinton's wedding, wasn't she? I mean, she features in that photograph where Chelsea is standing at the top of the aisle. You know, and a guest who is in the front row at a wedding like that, you can safely say they wanted them to be in that position.
Yeah, I mean, and we saw Secretary Clinton specifically question about that, and she kind of stuck to what she said, that, you know, it was a large wedding. Ghislaine Maxwell was actually there as a guest of one of their friends, not invited specifically. You know, so the wedding is certainly one incident. And as you said, like a pretty long list of specific details, specific situations that, you know, it is apparent that the Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, the Clintons certainly orbited each other. You know, we know Epstein was a major player in a lot of these progressive political circles, particularly when it comes to donations. So, you know, we knew there was a lot of proximity there. Now, I don't know that we necessarily learned anything new from the testimony. A lot of it is everything that the Clintons have said before, one of the most significant being that Bill Clinton says he cut off ties from Epstein long before his 2008 sex trafficking conviction. So we didn't necessarily learn anything new, but it, you know, it's still important to have these things for the public record, right? To kind of list out these instances and what their responses are.
And what did Bill Clinton say about the conversation he had with Donald Trump about Epstein?
Yeah, I mean, that was an interesting moment in this, because I think there was a real perception that House Democrats might be hoping this appearance from Bill Clinton would open a door to then subpoena President Trump, perhaps, you know, raise more suspicion around President Trump. But Bill Clinton just kind of said, you know, there was a passing conversation he had with the president. This is years ago, I think going on 20 years ago, decades ago, where Trump basically said, yes, we were close. We fell out over a property deal. It's a shame. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Bill Clinton did note, yes, obviously Trump acknowledged he knew him, but he also stressed, you know, just like me, I don't think, you know, the president never said he had any knowledge of wrongdoing. So, you know, the Clintons are very good at these things. They're very careful at kind of sticking to a script. And I think we saw that very much with how Bill Clinton dealt with that Trump question.
So where does all of this go from here?
Well, I think that's the million-dollar question with this Epstein probe, right? I mean, there is this lingering question of, will President Trump be subpoenaed to appear before Congress? That has not historically necessarily happened before. This is the first time, I believe it's the first time that a former president, Bill Clinton, was subpoenaed to appear before Congress. So there, we now have to wonder, you know, what kind of efforts is this committee going to put into getting some of, you know, the people in President Trump's orbit to testify before the committee? I think that remains to be seen. These are obviously like very volatile political negotiations, but the probe remains ongoing. It's been ongoing for a long time. And this thing is just kind of becoming an incredibly tangled web on all sides of the aisle.
Ali, thank you for telling us about it. Ali Watkins there, who is a journalist with the New York Times.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.